You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And welcome to BroadwayCon! Oh my gosh, I am so excited to have you all at BroadwayCon. My name is Josh Lehman, and I'm the host of Josh Swallows Broadway on the Broadway Podcast Network. That's right, applaud me. Thank you, and please listen to the show. I would love that. And so two of my really good friends started this incredible podcast called The Broadway Husbands. Now, obviously, Brett Shuford got stung by a bee and looks a little different today. But no, Brett is at a rehearsal for his Broadway show, Wicked, so we can't be here. But in his place is the host of the theater podcast, one of my best friends, and the producer, co-producer of Josh Swallows Broadway, Alan Seals. So thanks again for coming. Please follow us on Instagram, tag us. Broadway Podcast Network, I think, is our handle. Or B-Way Pod. Wait, what is it?
On Twitter, it's B-Way Pod Network. Instagram, Broadway Podcast Network.
Thank you. And yeah, tag us and stuff, and we'll all be best friends. Okay, have a great time.
All right. Well, as Josh said, I'm Stephen Hanna, one half of the Broadway Husbands, and Brett unfortunately can't be here. So on today's episode of Broadway Husbands, but Alan is in his place, and we call Alan the podcast dad. So everyone say, hi, podcast dad.
Hi, dad.
Hi, podcast dad.
Podcast dad.
So on today's episode of Broadway Husbands, we are partnering with the new Broadway Podcast Network podcast, Broadway Besties, and interviewing Catherine Gallagher.
Hello.
And Stephanie Stiles.
Oh, hey.
So let's get into it. How about the two of you just introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from, something really fun about yourselves, and just a little bit about your amazing careers.
I'm Stephanie Stiles from Houston, Texas. I have amazing parents. I love Disney. I'm starring in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. You can stalk me on YouTube for hours watching performances of me singing Always True to You in my fashion. I'm amazing. I'm honestly one of the greatest comedic actresses of our time. And I'm gorgeous. And really lovely, and I love Taylor Swift so much. I'm Stephanie.
Hey, Catherine. I'm Catherine. Where did I grow up? I grew up my family's a place in Connecticut. There are a lot of bears. I love bears. And then I also was in LA, but I'm back and forth. I sang as a kid, and I played guitar, and I played, what's the whiskey place? I played Whiskey a Go-Go when I was like a kid. And then I was just living my life, and I got to be in the Broadway revival of Spring Awakening. It was unbelievable. And then I was on You on Netflix playing Annika, the hit series, and I also did The Flash, and now I am currently starring in the critically acclaimed, very well reviewed. My friend Stephanie actually stayed up night just sending screenshots of my positive reviews that were all of their reviews on the internet.
Confirmed.
In Jagged Little Pill. Stan Bella Swan. Fox. Bella Swan is Twilight. Oh my God. Wait, though. Should you be Bella
Not
Swan
no.
in Twilight?
I mean,
I would be Anna Kendrick.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're done. It's
done.
Great.
Okay.
You're Bella Fox. You're Bella Fox.
You're welcome,
Bella
everyone.
Fox.
All right. Enjoyable. Let's get into.
And
as
she
has
music.
See.
EPs.
As you can see, you guys are clearly besties. So I
don't know
about,
what you're talking about. She's
yes,
my husband.
You guys are clearly besties. I want to know where you met. Who talked to who first, and what happened next?
It was, I will say, instigated by DM Slide.
It Fully.
Was, we, Catherine, I had seen Catherine perform at the wine place. I saw her
City Winery.
At her concert, kind of had met her, but it was very brief. Then we followed each other on the gram, mm-hmm. and we slowly, this was a dark time for Swifties in that it was pre-Reputation, she had announced Reputation, so it was kind of tough to be a Taylor Swift fan. You kind of like were
People
like,
were like, God, why do you like her?
Yeah,
and he was like you wouldn't understand!
It was really tough. So one day, we, you know, Reputation was announced, and I forget who DM'd who, but we were like,
I kind of think I initiated.
I think you initiated.
I think I initiated.
And I'm so thankful for it.
Me too.
And you initiated, and I think you were like,
Best
so,
slide ever.
And I think your slide was, so are we going to listen to Reputation together? And then I was like, yeah, but...
Yeah, I got hot
first.
Moves, guys.
It was incredible. And so then we famously went to lunch.
We did.
And famously at lunch, we famously used Today Tix plug to buy tickets to 1984?
Yeah, not 89.
Ooh. Not 89. And then we famously went for libations after, which famously got us in Harlem for my friend's birthday party, where we took our first photo booth picture together. And then we did not stop hanging out. And this is what I will say, is I think friendships are amazing. And I think there's a lot of friendships you have because you went to school together your whole lives, or you were neighbors, or like those are like situationships where like you were in this incredible experience together that bonded you, and now you're friends. But Catherine is my friend that as an adult woman, I said, you, I see you, I wanna be friends with you, let's make this friendship happen. And look at us now.
Look at us bugging right now. Yeah. Am I allowed to curse? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay. How long have you known each other?
Two and a half years. Oh, no, two and a well.
When
well,
since, come out.
Since our first lunch. Yeah. Oh, I. Okay, this is so crazy. I literally realized this because I was looking at a picture. I think September 7th.
Whoa.
Or 8th, and I know this because. Or no, it was in today's because I was looking at all the shows I've seen, and I know that because that weekend in Vancouver that I came to your house was. 2 years.
Oh my God, it's our anniversary. Yeah. We went to the Reputation concert on our anniversary.
It's Ooh. True.
So what are we gonna do this year? Well, I'll have to come see you on Broadway in Jagged Little Pill, Bella Fox!
Bella Fox!
Not on.
Not on. Soon, it's coming to Broadway.
Coming
soon.
To Broadway, listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never say never.
So that's how we met, and look at us now, and we've been through a lot, and
God.
It's been beautiful.
It has been.
Highs and lows, tears and laughter.
Well, I mean, just meeting you just now, I think it is beautiful because two grown adult women just supporting and loving each other in a beautiful and authentic way is great to see.
Steph is the most supportive, like, human being on this entire planet. I've never met someone who emits as much light and genuine, genuine generosity of spirit as Steph. That is the truth.
I'm going to cry. but Sam, I think Catherine is just... There's she radiates positivity, and I think that she always is just trying to make the world a better place, and she makes me want to be the best person that I can be, and it's a thrill being her friend and supporting her and watching her as she continues to soar. It's just
wow.
the best.
Well, so is I this kind you. Of like finding like your husband or wife? You met each other and it was like you instantly knew
yes,
I can trust, yes, I can love you and hang out with you and just like want to be friends.
Yes.
I just remember like
Besties.
Sitting across, because you when you get like lunch with someone from a DM slide, you're not necessarily like, this is gonna be fantastic. You have no idea. And I just remember thinking like, well, our common bond is Taylor Swift.
Strong bond, strong.
Strong.
Already great foundation.
Yeah. But then I was like, I don't know anything about Disney. Like, I was like, I don't know. I don't know how we're gonna get along. And I literally within 13 seconds, that was a purposeful choice of meeting her. I was like, this is like a real deal person. Like Steph is just like, so you just, I mean, you're talking to her too, so you get it. But I just remember being like, oh yeah, it's gonna be cool having her as a best friend. Like I knew.
What is the first thing that you learned about Disney that you didn't know after you met Stephanie?
Oh my God.
I knew nothing.
Because you are a big Disney person.
No, so Brett is the big Disney person.
Oh.
And I was kind of.
So you're the Catherine.
I was the Catherine. So that's why I'm asking. Okay. What was the
I learned
first
that Steph can do all of the princess's signatures.
Ooh.
Or all the characters' signatures, really. I don't even think it's.
Listen.
I remember we were at Sunset Tower, like a martini or two in. Steph did every single one on like a napkin there, and it was like blew my mind.
It's truly, I mean, it's
she's doing
on
it right now.
Youth. Your pal Mickey Mouse, boom, notepad drop. I do love Disney, and I think what's great is about Catherine and I, and something I love about her. There are two things that are kind of my like soapboxy things that I stand for really passionately, which are. Love what you love, love who you love, just love, 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 I love seeing the things that people love. And also just being yourself, because I think being yourself never goes out of style, and I think that is Catherine Gallagher. She is herself, whether that person is someone who listens to music that makes her cry, or bakes, or loves bears, or loves
all
Willie,
true.
Or
bears.
Loves Taylor. Like, she is who she is, and she just loves talking about the things she loves, and that is something that I in
you
turn
too.
Love. And yeah, and the thing is there are a lot of things that we love together.
Very, very
Broadway,
true.
Broadway, Taylor, each other.
Vegan snacks,
dairy-free life.
Yeah.
But then there's so much that you have taught me, not only Same. As a person, but also about various franchises and singers. I
there
would not
go.
Have good music taste if it were not for you. So this is, you have really opened me up to a world of that, and I'm so thankful for it.
It's been a learning experience in the best way, I think,
yeah.
being your
Oh, I
your
love
friend.
Learning. That's like one of my Same. Favorite things, like Epcot for life. Like, so if we can just like learn forever, and she is my spaceship Earth in that way.
Oh.
That's a really deep cut.
I want a t-shirt that says she
ball.
Is my spaceship Earth.
Yeah. It's really the golf ball in Epcot, and it's just Epcot is like about learning. Okay, anyways, okay.
Learning.
No.
In the flesh.
Yes.
So we're going to move on to our next segment called Spotlight on Love, right?
Oh boy.
All right, here we go. So we're hoping you guys can help out one of our followers who sent in this question. The question is, it's a little lengthy. Here
okay.
we go.
Ooh.
What to do when a person you deeply love constantly breaks her word? My best friend and I have an agreement about money in which I let her stay at my place so she can pursue other interests instead of paying rent. And let me be clear, it's not about money. It's about her not including me in her plans and being secretive about what her real life expectations are. I care for her deeply, but my feelings get hurt constantly due to her actions. So it kind of sounds like,
why
you know,
are you trying to be friends with someone who doesn't want to hang out with you all the time?
There you go. That's yes.
I want to hang out with Steph all the time.
And we don't live in the same place.
Yeah.
Yet we make it happen.
Literally.
I think very, let me just preface this by saying quite unqualified for any of this.
100%.
But I will also say that I like to keep it simple. Like, let's keep this problem simple. Let's see. It's complicated. And it's also, I think it's about a lot about communication, which I think is a lot of what relationships thrive on and what they can be cursed by. So I would love if they could communicate these things to each other, which I know sounds like it's asking a lot. But I do think that, and I think it's tough. I think we've all been in a situation where we've really loved a friend or clearly gotten something out of being friends with someone, and then something happens and you're like, whoa, why are you not wanting to hang out with me? Or why have you're changing? And the thing that I've often had to tell myself in those situations are that sometimes it's not change, it's growth. And sometimes they grow farther from you than towards you. And that's something you just kind of have to accept, because you want the person to grow to be the person that they want to be. And you would just hope that in our times that we have changed, or we've gone through something, or we live in a different place, that you still want to include that person in your life. But then also to that effect, what you were saying, I'm like this whole like unrequited love, unrequited
nope.
friendship thing. I'm just like, be with the people who want to be with you, because then you'll get the most out of that. So that's what I feel.
The best relationship advice I've ever gotten is actually from Steph. And like I went through a really,
I can't wait
it's
to
true.
Hear.
What was the situation you were going through?
Well, I went through a not so pleasant breakup not too long ago, and Steph really boiled it all down, which is like, is this person plussing your life? Mm. And the answer was no. Mm. Yeah, and I think that it's really, listen, relationships of any kind are complicated. They can get messy, they can get confusing, they can be thrilling and intoxicating and all of the things that make us feel like life is a movie. But when you really think about it, you wake up in the morning, and if there's a person in your life that is not making it better, or at least making you feel like the best version of yourself, you have to ask yourself deep, deep down, why do you want them there? Yeah. And the answer may be a lot of things, and it might be a valid answer, but you owe it to yourself to consistently remind yourself, okay, if this person's not making me better, not making me feel good, why are they here? And it sounds like that's a question this person might want to ask themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like maybe communication is key, and she needs to maybe speak up, and maybe the results, you know, maybe she can get results from it. But if not, you know, I've kind of been in a situation where I had a best friend of mine stay with me because I was kind of helping her out, and she kind of overstayed her welcome. But it's hard because you have this like platonic love for people and you wanna help, and it's hard to break the routine of feeling hurt, but like you wanna help, and it's hard to like speak up sometimes. So I think speaking up and communicating the way you feel, you know, would be the most helpful in this situation. I know it can feel uncomfortable, but in the end, you will feel better if you speak up and speak your truth.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And speaking from experience for me too, it's something that probably is simple. Once you say it out loud, if you just let it boil in your head, it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse.
Oh yeah. And I love punctuation in that I hate living in like a dot dot dot, whether mm-hmm. it's on a text or it's just in life. And so if you can always, I think it's better to find out and to know, to communicate. And I'd rather like reach out and be like, hey, if I was her, the girl who wrote in the question, like I would rather be say, hey, is this the situation? And then if the other person doesn't respond, you did your part. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as opposed to never asking.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to move forward.
Yes.
And we're going to play.
Okay. So the Broadway Besties part of this. By the way, Broadway Besties is a podcast that hasn't released yet. So we're still in the process of recording the first one. So this is one of the first ones. And
yes.
It's great.
Ooh.
This is a crossover episode.
This is a crossover episode. One of the
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
We have cards from the Best Friends Challenge from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It's a game that he's got.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh boy.
How you play. I'm going to use this so they can see the cards.
Oh, okay.
How you play.
Ew.
I'm going to put out two scenarios, and I'm going to go 1, 2, 3.
I got it.
1, 2, 3, and then you have to both say what you would do at the same time.
Oh, okay.
If you say different things, then you have to do a bonding moment.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Bonding on Netflix.
Okay.
All right. So the first two. Would you rather be the tallest person in the world or have a clone of yourself that you can boss around? 1, 2, 3.
Clone.
We would just do sideshow everywhere.
Yes.
All right. So first one, would you be able to, okay, would you rather be able to read a book by touching it or have a brain that has Wi-Fi so you can search the internet like a computer?
What? Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
I meant Wi-Fi too.
Okay, yeah.
Because if we had the internet, we could Google how to learn Braille, yeah. Right? And then we could learn how to read a book by touching it.
There we go. Bam!
That's okay.
That's why I keep it around.
Listen.
That brain. Right.
So would you rather be in amazing shape and never have to work
yep.
out?
Yep, that one.
Say no
Done.
More.
Or
having to look for ones that are as good.
Nothing's better than that.
Or have a photographic memory.
Be amazing,
amazing shape never worked out. Please. We're actors. That's like yeah. the trick.
It's our occupation.
All right.
What
okay.
was the other one?
I
don't
remember. I forgot too. Oh, fine. We can already read the internet with our brain. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
With our clones.
Yeah, so, it's chill.
If you get this right, I'm still going to make you do a bonding moment because I think they're fun.
Okay, good.
All right. So, would you rather always have a fully charged phone with great reception or be able to eat as much as you want without getting sick or gaining weight?
Eat.
Yeah.
Steph always has her extra charger thing on her anyway.
I always have the extra charger for both Catherine and I.
There we go.
It charges our phones no matter where we are. I have it with me in my purse right here. Thank you. Okay. What's our bonding activity? Right.
Yeah. So your bonding moment.
Rose is like staring at each other.
You have to pat each other's hands while saying, "Who's a good dog? You are."
Our heads. Okay. Our heads. Oh, do I go first?
Who's a good daddy?
Oh, now, if I'm doing this, then you have to be my favorite type of animal.
Okay.
I was Willy, so now what are you?
Meow.
Oh, a cat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, you are such a beautiful, tender object. I loved your film, and you are amazing. Yay, cats. That was really her nuzzling. You guys, Cats 2 starring.
Do you feel more bonded?
Catherine Gallagher is Bella Swan in Cats 2.
All right, this is a hard one. And okay. And wait for me to say 3 because I want to hear this at the same
okay.
time. Okay. Would you rather trade bodies with your pet for one day?
Yeah.
Or have
Willie's the best.
There's one rule, Catherine. We're not supposed to say the answer until he says 3.
You have one job.
We have one job.
Or have completely undetectable farts.
Oh.
One. Oh, I'll give you a moment. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Pet.
I'm still thinking about
it. I think a day as Willy could change my life forever.
I think, listen, Sadie Styles has a gorgeous life.
Sadie Styles does have a gorgeous life.
But I've got to say, I mean, yeah, I think... But farts are humbling and they unify us all. So.
But also, if you become your pet, then you can fart without any.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm going to count that wherever. As.
Can I pick the day that I'm my pet?
That's true.
Or the day you have undetectable farts.
When we're our pets, can we have a play date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I'm going to give you this bonding moment because I don't believe that was in synchronous.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to pay each other compliments using only hand gestures.
Well, she.
I know sign language.
She knows sign language.
Suck it.
I only know the Mickey Mouse theme song in sign language.
Okay, I won't use sign language.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't use sign language. Sign language.
Ellen, can you please describe?
Oh yeah, it's she's crying.
She has my heart.
She's
crying.
She is Avita Amy and she's
beautiful. Bella, beautiful everywhere. The most beautiful in the world.
Not you, but me, but Stephanie. It's both.
What is she complimenting you on?
This is,
hair.
I think she's telling me that I
she has my heart.
Am beautiful in a vertical way. She's like this, and that she is her heart, and it is beautiful. And I say, Catherine, that is gorgeous. Do you want to hold my mic?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I know we both have mics. I guess you could hold your mic.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that was sign language.
I can say, I am a beautiful palm tree.
Who can't, you know? I complete you.
Aww.
Same.
Aww.
And I'm hilarious.
Beautiful.
And beautiful.
And you're a beautiful palm tree.
And I'm a beautiful palm tree.
Okay, so, last one. Last yes. one here. And then you gotta run.
And then I gotta go do
okay.
Who's coming to first look?
Ooh.
What up?
Everyone should just like caravan over
yeah,
together.
Just follow me. Or don't, because we have different entrances, because I'm on stage, but,
yeah.
You know. You whatever. Come on stage, you go like, up on emotionally stage. Follow me.
You go up on stage with like this giant crowd behind you.
Oh, like, yeah, they're mine.
Yeah.
I'm the leader of the fan club.
My
that's how Bella Swan rolls, bitch.
Yeah, Bella Swan.
All right. Would you rather be unable to speak but have the world's best singing voice or never need to poop again?
No, I like both.
Yeah.
This is wild I don't podcast know. For me.
Here's the thing. If you had the world's best singing voice, people would not want you singing all the time to them. That's
no,
so
I
annoying.
Like speaking.
I love talk. We love
hey,
to talk.
I have a question for you, Catherine. Yeah. This is a great okay. Would you rather never be an actress and never sing again for your yeah. job, or be a singer and never speak slash like just be acting for a Ooh. Job? So I guess you could be an opera singer or like a rock and roll person. Or
like, oh, so I can be a rock and roll, like I can still play my own songs and be an actor?
No, this is the thing. You're not really, okay, let me do this the Catherine Gallagher version.
Okay.
You are just singing your songs, you're just a musical artist, but you're never an actress again.
Oh.
Or you are only acting, but you're never singing professionally again.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't that the hardest thing? Is this harder for
singing,
you than me?
I don't know. I think maybe I would want to be an actor because I think I would still privately be writing songs.
Yeah, no, privately.
Yeah. And now I'm really obsessed with acting in like a crazy
You're
way.
You're so good at both. Catherine, actually, I don't know when this Thank pod's you. Dropping, but she has a new song coming out
oh, yeah.
next Friday called
oh,
I'll Get the Coffee.
Yeah.
And Steph, for my birthday, got me a t-shirt that's embroidered and it says I'll get
it
the coffee
as
a little
lyrics.
Coffee cup.
All right, so. Where, so you have to run real quick. So
oh, I have to
yeah,
go.
Wait,
okay.
One, two, three.
We can't choose this one. I don't know.
This one's too
I don't
hard.
I don't know. I think pooping is necessary, and I think that singing and speaking is necessary. So all three.
I would rather.
Triple threats.
Yeah, I would rather just hang out with Steph Styles for the rest of my
yeah.
life.
All right, I go with that.
Yes. All right. Sorry. I win.
Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you.
Here today. It was so great
Thank
to meet
so
you guys.
Thank you for having us.
I gotta run.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.